First pack of Shabbos, Mishnah Yud Aleph. We continue the general idea of the previous Mishnah that one is not allowed to put food on top of the coals to cook or bread to bake unless it was at least halfway baked before Shabbos. If one did not do that, in other words, he put something to cook or bake in a fashion that it just started baking right before Shabbos, or cooking before Shabbos, also to eat it on the entire Shabbos. Yeah. Mishal Shalim es haPesach b'tanu im haChashecha. Even though we said that in one's house one is not allowed to start roasting immediately before Shabbos, but Korban Pesach one can start roasting immediately before Shabbos because that's a Korban, and people that are involved in Korbanos are more careful to remind one another not to touch the coals. Similarly, machitim is a ul b'mduz beis moichad. There was a beis moichad was one of the rooms on the side of the courtyard of the beis hamikdash where the kohanim would stay, and they didn't have a big fire there to keep it warm for them. They would sleep over there, and there were other things over there. So you're also allowed to light the fire immediately before Shabbos. One not concerned that if he's just started working on the fire immediately before Shabbos, you're going to go into Shabbos. But it will be gvulim outside of the beis hamikdash, k'deish techos over Reuben. If you're lighting a fire, you have to make sure that if you have a pile of wood, you have to make sure that the majority of the wood already caught fire before Shabbos. And if you have an individual piece of wood, you have to make sure that the majority of that, the thickness of that wood, already started burning before Shabbos. If that was not the case, you're not allowed to have anah from that pile of wood on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Aima Bechamim calls you that this is a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which everybody agrees to. That if you have a medulla which is made out of charcoal, then you don't have to wait till the majority of the charcoal took fire, because since this is something which is more combustible, once it starts taking the fire started put onto it, it's going to continue. There's no gzeira you're going to do something with the fire on Shabbos.